Could the cops have stopped it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Two dramatic 911 calls have the police in Pierce County, Washington, wondering whether they might have prevented Josh Powell from blowing up his house on Sunday with his two boys inside. There was the call from his sister, Alina, who was in tears after she got her brother's farewell voicemails.
He said something about he can't live without his sons and goodbye.
The call from the caseworker on the scene after Powell grabbed the two boys and locked them in the house.
Something really weird has happened. The kids went into the house and the biological parent, whose name is Josh Powell, will not let me in the door.
Even though she mentioned smelling gasoline, she had trouble convincing the 911 operator it was a genuine emergency.
Okay, how long will it be?
I don't know, ma'am. They have to respond to emergency, life-threatening situations first.
The timeline shows that had the police been dispatched earlier, they might have arrived before the explosion. But the operator had never heard of Josh Powell, didn't realize this was the man accused of killing his wife 3 years earlier. He wasn't privy to the call from Powell's sister, and so he didn't connect the dots. And that should not surprise us. Because when it comes to fanaticism, normal people will always have trouble connecting the dots. Because the dots are being left by abnormal people, who, be they terrorists or Columbine copycats or murderous parents, will always do the unthinkable. By definition, they think of things that we never could. I have no doubt we'll improve the 911 system, GPS-dispatched helicopters, SEAL Team 6 on standby, but sometimes when people call for the cops, what they're really calling for is a miracle. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.